Madam Chair, distinguished High Commissioner, distinguished heads of delegations, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I should like, on behalf of the delegation of Turkmenistan, to welcome you at this regular session of the Executive Committee and wish very fruitful work to all of us and express gratitude for the warm reception and atmosphere of cooperation. In Turkmenistan has been based its foreign policy on peace and positive neutrality. The President of Turkmenistan, Sedar Berdimuhamedov, at the 78th session of the General Assembly, stressed the fundamental nature of support for security as the fundamental activity of the United Nations. For many years, Turkmenistan has been defending the principle of the holistic nature of security and its inalienable aspects. As part of this holistic approach, Turkmenistan, as a permanent member of the Executive Committee, has fully supported and welcomed the aim of the committee to closely cooperate on humanitarian security. While continuing to implement the global campaign of the United Nations, I belong, with firm political will and determination, Turkmenistan, under the leadership of the Honorable President Sedar Berdimuhamedov, is not waiting till the end of 2024 to fully eradicate statelessness. This is something we wish to indicate in a new list of potential framework for the forum in December on the Global Covenant on Refugees. Already today, in working to solve the problem of statelessness, we have given our nationality to approximately 31,000 people with stateless people, and over 5,000 people have had residence permits. And just a few days ago, before the September Festival of Independence of Turkmenistan, on the 22nd of September of this year, our citizenship was granted to 1,301 persons, and residence permits were granted to 265 people, including two mandated refugees. With respect to other achievements in meeting our obligations under the high-level segment, we should also note the practical implementation of all of these. We've already noted the effective steps taken to greatly accelerate the process of naturalization by renewing comprehensive statistics to fully cover the situation of stateless persons. We should also note that the UNHCR has made a significant contribution to our own aim, which is that all stateless people by the year 2024 should have the fundamental right to have rights. Among the priority positions of the country before the 78th session of the General Assembly of the United Nations, under the humanitarian sphere, Turkmenistan has paid particular attention to protecting the most vulnerable categories of people: refugees, people, stateless people, migrants. And we've stressed the unfailing obligation to observe the Convention on Human Rights and Statelessness. I should also like to point out to you that in our country we have a very positive dynamic in terms of eliminating statelessness, in connection with which in 2024 we intend to hold a regional conference on this aforementioned subject. I should like to take this opportunity to welcome the distinguished High Commissioner and also all interested parties to actively participate in the work of this conference. At present, Turkmenistan is continuing to take long-range decisions to protect refugees and stateless persons, including taking into account gender equality and the implementation of the Ashgabat Declaration, which a meeting in May in Ashgabat with the support of the UNHCR, refugees in the Muslim world, and well, as also to participate actively in regional UNHCR campaigns to prepare for the Global Forum on Refugees in 2023, and in so doing, carrying out comprehensive assessment of the implementation of national strategies with respect to the global covenants on refugees, migration, and the sustainable development goals. Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to stress that dialogue is a transformative method of creating peace and resolving conflict. And Turkmenistan continues to call on the international community to increase its efforts to support people, stateless people and refugees within their national possibilities and priorities, in addition to the efforts of ensuring peace and resolving climate and ecological tasks and humanitarian security. Humanitarian security is also extremely important. And in this context, we draw your attention to the need to continue broad-based dialogue on problems of climate change, protecting the environment, the use of water resources, and as was earlier proposed, that we use the platform of neutrality for the holding of international dialogue. We are ready to develop multilateral cooperation to strengthen peace, security, and ensure sustainable development in the interests of general well-being and development. Thank you very much.